I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Oh, let's go, ladies and gentlemen. This week on the Net Positive Podcast, we get into it. Let's see, what do we discuss? First, the worst thing they could have possibly ever imagined happening to me on stage happened this week in Greensboro, North Carolina. Then we cover RIP, the death of Queen Elizabeth II, and my visit to a Mexican restaurant over the weekend. And, ladies, how long after you get married should you be allowed to keep your wedding photo as your profile photo? We discussed that. Little Mermaid's black, apparently. Well, I don't know what she is because she's a cartoon, but the Little Mermaid is coming out this week. We discussed that. We get into it. All this week, net positive, baby. Let's go. Dude, we have our first sponsor of the show.
Who do we got?
You know what it is?
Who?
I say the sponsor is the human body.
Ooh.
You know why?
Why?
This thing, if it just goes to work.
That's true.
Like, I've had all kind of ailments, and I feel like I smashed my fingers the other day in my garage door.
Right.
And like whatever like the cells are in my fingers, they're just like been chilling like on like break.
Yeah.
Like doing nothing. And then they're like, I smashed them. They're like, all right, we got to go to work. And they're up. You're just like, they're just like lemmings. You know that show? That video game?
Lemmings?
Like, yeah. They're just like going to work, just fixing. Like I'm asleep. I'm doing other stuff and they're just in here. Like,
are you sure you're saying the right word?
Lemmings? No, lemmings. Yeah. You know what that is?
I thought lemmings were the little rodents that jump off the cliff. And
yeah, that's
themselves.
The cells.
Oh.
That's the cells, and they're just like...
They're also just very hardworking.
They're just working. They're just like in. They're just in there with a pickaxe. Like I'm Got asleep.
It. Yeah.
And if you do, like, your fingers, like, get... They were like, we have to set them.
Right.
And then they go, it'll do it.
Yeah, like, we got it. We'll take
they
it
go, we got it.
Yeah.
If you like, just let us like, we will take it from here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, your bone is broken, but we're not going to reset it. It will. And then my ankle was broken. They have like bone particles in that are broken off. And they were like, well, the cartilage will absorb it.
Mm-hmm.
And then like over time, you'll just be better.
Just if you really, have an employee, really good. Yeah.
Now, if you can't just treat it like a garbage compactor, just like put like fast food in it all the time.
That's true.
But if you do what you need to do, this thing is the finest tuned machine on earth.
What would be like their slogan? Do you think? Like, what is their tagline?
Well, what are they in there? What is going to work?
Already, cells? I know this is going to be a fact check heavy episode.
What's going to work? The cells?
yeah, I would assume some sort of like. Repairer cells.
So we're doing from the perspective of the cells.
Right.
They're just on vacation. Mm-hmm. The finger cells have just been chilling. They were like, hey, we'll help him grip a golf club. We'll help him eat a cheeseburger, mm-hmm. grip a microphone when he needs to. But mostly we're just like, we're mailing it in.
Right.
Then you smash them.
They're kind of like on call almost.
They're like hey, just everybody, like, let us know. Everybody, gather around. We got a broken bone. We got bone clotting. We got bleeding.
Yeah.
We got the puncture of the skin. We got a so like if you get a this if you get a puncture in your skin, all the cells will rush to it,
mm-hmm.
and they will scab.
Right.
And then it'll clot, then it'll scab, and then it'll heal. Like no one has to tell them.
Right.
They just know. We got it. You go to sleep. Maybe get some painkillers because this might hurt a little bit, but mm-hmm. We got you. And so, then they're like, 4 to 6 weeks, you'll be back in the game.
What's the promo code for that sponsorship?
Promo code is A, do what you want when you popping, bro.
A, do what you want when you popping for 20% off.
Like every day, it just grows out.
Yeah.
So it's like, and then it's going to be, they're like.
Oh, that is actually cool. I know what you're talking about. When you see, like, you get blood under your nail or something, yeah. You watch it grow out over
and
time.
And then it's going to be fixed mm-hmm. in 4 weeks. And they're just like, a doctor doesn't have to go in there every day. And like,
right.
They just go.
We got it.
What are they doing in there? Dude. That doesn't make any sense. But yeah. Big week on the pod, dude. We just got back from, Greensboro.
Yeah.
Greensboro, North Carolina. Unbelievable. Shout out to the Garden State.
Looked fun.
That's not the Garden State, by the way. Someone in here is from North Carolina. She didn't fact check that.
New Jersey's the Garden State.
What's
right?
the Garden? What is North Carolina? We have Keeley, the new intern.
What's their slogan? What's their slogan? I don't know my states either. So I mean,
all right. Everybody likes on the podcast when I screw something up on stage. That's always everyone's favorite. All right. So there's like this like five women in the front of this. There's like a table in the front that's surrounding the stage. Five women sitting there.
Yep.
This is the late show on Sunday. And then I gather, because Caleb was up there, and he tells me, he whispers in my ear, if something is awry from the show.
Yeah.
There's music going on, and we slap hands on stage, and he goes, hey, that couple is drunk over there in the corner, or watch out for, or they're the crowd's not.
That's what you guys are whispering to each other whenever that happens.
If it's something I need to know.
Yeah.
Or he'll go, hey, this crowd's on fire. Sometimes he goes, hey, that guy, if something has happened that I need to know about, because I'm not watching, I'm looking at my notes.
Yeah.
He'll come on and still say, if there's something I need to know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
A
little inside baseball there. That's nice.
He got into it one time with a guy that was like, he was like something about something racial or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's like, that couple's, this is what he said to me. He goes, that couple's on a first date.
Nice.
So that must have been discussed
right.
prior to me coming on stage. So then we just made a joke about it. So there's these five women. Usually you have like a couple come to the show.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple here and a couple. That's that five tabletop in the front all weekend was two couples or two girls on girls night, a guy. So they didn't know each other.
Nice.
This is like you're surrounded by these five girls that are all friends. And let me try to think of the best way to say this. When women...
Yeah, you better think about the best way to say this if you're starting with that.
All right, I knew that they needed to be like when all five of them are together in the front, it's like they have the power.
Yeah.
When it's a couple, a woman's not going to go off out of pocket because the guy, she doesn't, but when all five of the women, they're all drinking.
Strength in numbers too. Just
that's
yeah.
the way to say it. United, yeah, that's what yeah. I wanted to say.
It's
yeah,
a united front. They have the whole thing covered.
Yeah, they were like, and I found out, I'll tell you the end, found out after, but I go, this is odd mm-hmm. that all five of these women are here. I want to know, what I need to know is like, how did they get here? Where, who are they? Because that's you got to wait at least 2.5 hours for that table. You got to be the first person in line.
Yeah.
Because it's general admission.
Yep.
So the closer you get in line, the better you're. So there was some event, something that I was in the dark about.
Right.
So I didn't know what was going on. And I couldn't really tell, like, if it's like a bachelorette or like a women's Bible study or like the girls from the neighborhood or like sometimes there's like two girls and then two younger girls. I was like, all right, the moms brought the dog. I'm trying to, all in real time, by the way.
You're one of those acts too, where it could be any one of those things.
Could be like, any. Could and be I'm anything. Trying to, I'm on, I'm telling jokes and also trying to do this.
Yep.
Like not trying to, so they were very confident. Like they were like, oh my, like I have this joke about, one of the jokes like off the top is like, I have all these thoughts in my head. Like, I don't know what to do with them. And she goes, oh my goodness. Like she said that verbally, meaning like she was very overly confident of what was, she's like, I can't believe he's saying this like at the front,
mm-hmm.
but she was saying it out loud. And I was like, oh, relax. It's just jokes. Like these are funny. And I do this thing where like, I go, hey, we're not doing this all show. If you like a joke, you look at me. You like don't look around to see these other people are in your small group.
Nice.
You like and anyway, so I couldn't really what I was confused on were the ages about how all these women knew each other. And I go, the two girls on the end, I go, what do you know about? I go, is this your mom? And it was her friend.
You took a shot, man.
But I wasn't trying to be aggressive. She looked older than the other girl.
Oh, man.
And it was the air like came out of the room. Of course.
Oh, God.
But why, ask Keely, the intern, why is that so offensive?
Would you be offended?
I was like, what is that, your daughter? And it's like your friend. Because she said, I messaged everybody, goes, oh, because she looks old, right?
Uh-huh.
And that's not good.
Dude, it's, she's like, obviously, no.
No, dude.
Like, there's no way.
But it's not like calling a girl fat or so. You're just saying she looks old.
I think those might be one and the same to a lot of people, dude.
But I did, I mean, what? I don't know what I was like trying to, I mean, but she was actually cool. She was actually like, and I like, I knew, because everybody, when you do that, she's sitting up in the front in the lights.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like somebody sitting right here. And then like, if they are having a bad time, everyone can tell they're having a bad time. And it takes, like, if someone in the back is offended and walks out, it doesn't matter.
Right.
I would obviously never want anyone to have a bad time on my show, but things happen.
Yep.
And but then I go, I wanted to make it my point to bring her back in.
Nice.
So I go, you know what I'm talking about. And then I like fist bumped her on a joke that she started laughing, and I brought her back in and we like saved the show. But I found out afterwards that was the GM's wife and all of her friends. I go, okay, so they weren't fans, or they weren't.
That's how they got the table.
That's how they got the table. Yeah. And I go, oh, see, this is the information that I was trying to figure out earlier.
Yeah.
What? Because they were very like surprised at what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, but if you're a fan of mine, this is how the show is.
If or if you're just a fan of comedy, yeah. Why would that be so surprised? She's a she's at the club.
It's a, but she said, she's actually said this. She said, shout out to my guy. She said, I've never, the last time I came to the show, I've never been here in 5 years.
Ah, okay.
She goes, well, no, she, the girl I said was older, was she, her friend was a fan.
Okay.
And she goes, only time we ever come to this club is to see you and Trey Kennedy.
Nice.
Shout out, my guy.
Very nice.
And I go, because I go, what are these women doing up here? And then I found out that, and then she came back, they all came back to the green room after the show, because the GM's like, yeah, go back there and meet him, which sure, I guess. And then we all... She goes, I can't believe he said, she was funny about it.
Yeah.
I go, all right. Because I would feel horrific if I actually, but I've done that. I always go, what's the relationship here?
Yeah, you, and like, if you're going to really pick us, if you're going to pick something to go in with, you have to be like, what is it? Are you guys sisters? Like, you know what I mean? You have to like put everybody on the same plane.
Yeah, I go,
almost.
What's the relationship here? Because sometimes it's like, if it's, there's like a, your best friends, or if it's like a gay couple.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, you're, and like,
right.
You don't really, like, I think some, one time the girl had like a short hair from like a, this sounds horrible, but like a, from like treatment.
Yeah.
She had like short hair, and I thought it was like a lesbian thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, I'm just like, again, I'm doing this lot, like in
one,
real time. Oh, I'm just.
That is a tough one, man.
but everybody, but that's why I always tell people, speaking of Appleton coming up, Appleton, Spokane. No, I'm saying this
if
because
you want to be around things like this, come I'm on out to see me in Appleton. Because
Appleton, we're coming to Appleton this weekend, then Spokane, New Brunswick, Virginia Beach, and all the rest of the shows. Dayton, Greenville, or all the rest of them are sold out. But for the next month,
nice.
Appleton, Spokane, New Brunswick, and Virginia Beach. Going, if you go, that was unbelievable. I'm gonna watch the video of it.
Yeah,
it's less. It's like going to the World Series or watching it.
Yep,
you're less. If you're sitting, you were sitting right there, and I said that about that woman. You're like, oh my.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's awesome about stand-up. They're like, oh, well, we'll just put out specials and everybody will watch specials and then never come to the live show. I go, that'll never happen.
No, never.
That will never happen.
Yeah.
We're just like, oh, I don't want to, like, if you watch, I'm an Atlanta Hawks fan.
Mm-hmm.
The more you watch it on TV, the more you think what?
I want to go.
I want to see this. You watch a video of me and you go, I want to go to this.
Yeah.
I want to see this live.
Mm-hmm.
Same with church. You're like, I'll just watch it on the, no, if there's a pastor that you like and you listen to a lot, you go,
I want to be a part of that.
I want to go.
Sorry,
I want to be in there.
I didn't know you're trying to Dora the Explorer me. Yeah, let me fill in the blank.
Like, what?
Yeah. I want to go. Yeah.
I want to go. Yeah. Nah, but it was cool. It was like, you're always like, I mean, I've been all kind of mistakes. On stage, the guy that we were talking about this, there's like a huge, like a nightclub next door. It's called Coyote Pete's or something like that. It's in a warehouse.
Fire.
Gigantic.
Name. Nice.
And I go, this place is on fire.
Yeah.
I know I grew up in Lilburn, Georgia, and I was in Colorado Springs for a long time. This place is the place. It's a beat up warehouse. And we heard, and I go, this is what I said on stage. I go, is that one of those clubs where you should only go on your night?
Nice.
You know what that
means.
That's
a fantastic question.
Do you know what that means?
Yeah, dude.
Okay. That's, I go, and everybody's like, oh, I go, no.
Yeah.
Don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to do this because everybody knows what that means.
That's not a casual spot. That's like, you're going for it that night.
And there's like, and your night is, I would say racially, but that's not, it's by the music.
Mm-hmm.
And that by default makes certain races like certain, but there's like country music.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone can go.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like ranchero night.
I did not pick up what you were putting down.
What do you think I was talking about?
You meant like your night, like when it's like, oh, it's about you. Like you're blowing all the money out. You're getting a table.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
you're
doing that.
That's
you can
what
only
I
go and it's your night. Oh, yeah, my bad. All right.
I didn't know you meant your night.
But do you
now
know?
Now I get it.
Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Okay.
Not in that context. No.
All right. So I grew up in Georgia.
You brought up that other bar a few episodes ago where it was like that. I forget where it was.
Same thing.
It was across the street, and you were like, one night it was all hip hop.
Yeah.
The next night it was line dancing.
Line dancing. Yeah. And then it's like ranchero night. And then there's like there was not a Middle Eastern night. There's no way they would have that in Greensboro. But there was.
That'd be sick though.
In essence, I don't know how to say this any other way. There's black, white, and Mexican night.
Nope.
That's just a fact.
Yep.
We went to me and Lydia in the studio, by the way.
Yep, welcome.
We told her not to say anything unless she has a very specific point. Do you have anything to say so far? She's off camera. She don't want to say anything. Lydia's in town for, she's looking for an apartment. She's moving here.
We love that.
Yeah, but she's here to fact check the show. So if she has anything.
We also love that.
Yeah. But we went to, remember we went to that line dancing bar? We went to a line dancing bar. Where was that? Texas somewhere? Houston, we were like, let's go line dancing. And we went, and it was gay lesbian night.
Nice.
Was it June? No, they just have that night.
Yep.
It was. Okay. But it was very, we went in and we were like, I don't think this is our night.
Yeah.
Again, they would welcome you.
Yep.
But you go, oh, you didn't know what night it was.
Yeah.
Like, you're here. We can have a good time.
Yep.
But you didn't know this is not your night.
I had some buddies come into town one weekend, like some guys that I lived with in college and stuff. They came in. I was like, yeah, let me take you out. This is probably the second year I lived in Nashville.
Yeah.
I took them to L27 Rooftop.
Yeah.
I think it was a Thursday.
Yeah.
And we walked in and it was immediately like,
not your night.
All middle-aged men.
Yeah.
Paisley button downs.
Yeah.
With big collars.
All right. So that's not even a racial issue.
No, it was a gay night. No question.
Not your night.
Not my night.
Yeah. Okay. Red Door is the same here. Red Door on the weekends and Red Door during the week. So everybody knows this in the industry that I'm not in the country music industry, but a lot of us in the entertainment tour on the weekends.
Yeah.
So we're all on the road working. So Monday and Tuesday is our weekend. So all of us go out. We used to, I don't go so much anymore, but we used to go to Red Door.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all the industry people you would see. Like Darius Rucker was in there all the time. I don't know. It's just a weird name drop, but like, there's a lot of like, okay, we get it, John.
You're like, we had the same boss.
Everybody. Yeah. Again, everybody is in there. You would recognize people from everybody's bands. If the main guy that everybody's in there,
mm-hmm.
If somebody goes, let's go to Red Door on Saturday. I go, and we went in there. Not my night.
Yeah.
There's like, now there's bachelorettes in there. And there's like people with like cowboy hats with lights around them. I go, oh, like,
yeah.
Monday, Tuesdays, cowboy hats, sincere, no lights.
Yeah.
Weekends, lights.
Yeah.
Not your night.
Real boots.
Not your night.
Yeah.
That's all. I went into that. I go, is that one of those bars that is like based on your night? And it was a very, and then we made it. And I go, what night is it tonight? And some guy in the back goes, not our night. And it was hilarious. Because everybody,
it's like a not my president thing.
Yeah.
Not my night.
Not my night. All right. And the guy was probably wearing like a MAGA hat or something. He's going, all right.
Yeah, you could just tell by the voice.
I go, yeah. I got it. I got it. Yeah. And that's what's like the beauty of comedy. I think I've said this before on this podcast is like you walk you got to walk these people up to a cliff, everybody in the crowd. And then the setup of a joke is walking everybody to the cliff. The punchline, if it's like a knock knock joke, is like simple. It's the punchline is right here. Mm-hmm. So you just step over and there's no reward, there's no risk. Mm-hmm. If the punchline is too far, everybody jumps and doesn't make it.
Yeah.
So you have to have the setup and the punchline. But like you go, that's one of those clubs where like you only go on your night. See, you missed it.
Missed it.
But that's why I set it up wrong. I should have said, but most of the people in the crowd, because they know of that place mm-hmm. and they know of the three nights. And I had also been to that club before and I went on the wrong night.
Yeah.
Or I think we went one night and let's go back. That's what it was.
Yes.
Let's go back the next night. And you're like, yeah, we have talked about this.
Yeah.
Down in Miami or something like that.
Yeah.
Let's go
yeah.
back the next night. And I brought all my friends and I was like,
yeah, sorry guys.
Different night.
It's a different club than yeah. it was last night. Yeah.
Oh, oops. My bad. Yeah. We got to get to the news though.
Dude, we have so
enough
much.
About the weekend.
Yeah, we have so much stuff to get to.
To the news.
Where do you want
to
start?
We need like a, Lydia, what do you guys call it in your industry? Like a,
like a theme lead in?
Stinger. Yeah. We need some kind of like the news. Well, I heard this. Did you hear about the Little Mermaid thing?
Yeah. How could you not?
Wait, what is my demographic? I think my demographic is like moms. This is a hot button issue.
Yep.
This is a hot button issue.
We skew a little older. We skew a little female.
We do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
A little bit. Ego.
No, I knew that. Yeah. All right. Well, all right. So Little Mermaid came out with, they came out with a preview.
Yeah.
Of the next Little Mermaid, right?
Right.
And then it like basically Little Mermaid is black, right?
Yeah, they cast her name is
it's Halle a live Bailey. Action, not a live action. What's it called?
Yeah, no, you got it. Live action.
So yep. it's like the Lion King. It was like real lions,
right?
The new one,
right?
I cried in that movie. That was a great movie.
Nice.
That's not funny, Lydia. It's not a live
at all. That's serious.
It's very disrespectful. What did he say? The this is yours. What did he say? The Lion King.
What part?
No. Something about him becoming a man or something like that. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, so the Little Mermaid is, this is what I say about, it's the same like in country music last week, Brittany Aldean, mm-hmm. Jason Aldean's wife, and then who's on the other side? Fighting with Maren Morris.
Okay.
They're both fighting about like transgender something. Mm-hmm. And I go, hey, super quick, everyone in this fight is losing.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Everybody, like both people on this fight are losing. And most of the time, every protest or both the people in it and the people against it, it's an L.
Well, it's usually two extremes, right?
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. You have a better way of saying it than I. It's an L. It's an L for all of us.
Yeah.
Like, if you get out, like I've said, like if you pull up to a gas station and some guy's like, your car sucks, dude. And then you fight him. Whoever wins the fight is still an L.
Yeah.
Because you're fighting at a gas station.
Yeah.
You're on the way. You're fight. What now? If someone grabs your like wife's butt or something and then you fight him and you lose the fight, mm-hmm. you still win.
Yeah, I'd say.
Because it's a worthy.
Assuming she goes home with you and not him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, if it was also unwarranted.
Right.
That you got. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I forgot to put that.
If she doesn't, yeah. Then I mean, you kind of lost.
I think I said one time, like my sister. It was one of my, I don't remember. It was my sister got like somebody called her like. Some derogatory name, like this is in high. She was like in high school, like a slut or something like that.
Yeah,
and then it was like she played me the text or the voicemail or whatever, and she goes, "Are you gonna go beat him up?" And I go, "All right." I go, I'll go over and to stand up for my sister. Mm-hmm. I'll confront, but I go, I need to know if you. And she goes, I go, all right. No, I go, listen, I'll go over there. Yeah, I'll go. Yeah, yeah. I need to know
yeah.
that this.
You got to come clean here, girl. Like, what's going
now,
on?
If
man,
I yeah. get over there and I'm going to be.
He starts showing me pictures. What am I supposed to do?
Whoa, yeah. Pictures too far.
Well, I don't know, dude. Proof. That's what I meant. Sorry, John's sister.
I'll go.
Yeah.
I'll defend you, but I need to know you were not, if there was some.
Is this a valid cause?
Yeah, if you guys were making out and he misunderstood and took things a little too far, that's different mm-hmm. than something that's actually hilarious.
I gotta know.
I'll go.
Yeah.
I need to know. If you get there, like, oh, also, all right, I'm gonna get going. You know what? That's fair.
Hey, you got this one, bro. You're right.
You got this. So if somebody's doing something unprovoked, that's tormenting or harming someone in my family, I'm saying a worthy cause to fight.
Sure.
Then.
Absolutely.
Then, you would lose your, put down your life for that.
Yeah, let's go to war.
Let's go to war. Literally, the people, the reason this country exists is because people defend the freedoms of this country and are willing to give up their life for it.
Hoorah.
Which is, I think in the Bible, it's like the greatest.
He who gives his life up for a friend.
Yeah. Is that in the Bible?
I don't know.
Somebody fact
that. Might be one of those. Yeah.
Is that one of the Bible, or is that one is like in the Declaration of Independence?
Or just on like your grandma's pillow. Greater,
yeah. Thank you, Lydia, with the Bible fact checks.
What'd she say?
This is an easy way to get everyone to love you, by the way. She's like, has Bible verses off the dome. Dang.
So wait, so it is?
Greater love hath. H-A-T-H. There it is. Greater love hath no man.
John 15:13.
It will give up his life for a friend.
Bang.
Yeah. So. Yeah, or you ever seen those things on like the subway where like there's somebody in a wheelchair like on the subway and they like jump down there and like
yeah
get him out. He's like he could have died, but mm-hmm. he was yeah. There's no higher cause. So in essence, what I'm saying is if I'm at Ranchero night and a guy bumps me and then it goes down in the parking lot, that's two L's.
Yeah.
Both L's are being served. Mm-hmm. No one wins. Mm-hmm. No one wins the fight.
Yeah.
Which is back to this. So like this, it was something Brittany Aldean and Maren Morris were fighting on Twitter about gender reassignment.
Okay. Those are the two thought leaders that I would go to for that issue too.
Or like, hey, my son is thinking about gender reassignment. Let me see what Brittany Aldean. I like Brittany Aldean. I like Brittany Aldean. I don't even want to say that.
It's Brittany, that Chappelle bit when he's like, "What? Yeah. What does Ja Rule have to say about this?"
I got in trouble. I got canceled one time. Like I remember I had these. I had this bit about there was these books about. This is not me jumping around topics, by the way. This is the same topic. There's these books, these Christian books about these kids dying and going to heaven. Like a kid who's like 6 years old, got in a car wreck, died.
Yep.
And then they like they gave him CPR and he lived. But he goes, I went to heaven.
Right.
And then everybody was like, well, what's up there? Mm-hmm. He's like, I saw my grandpa. I talked to my grandpa. I saw Jesus. I go, you didn't come back with anything else? And I go, we have like.
You just took a bunch of selfies with people?
We have like John, like Billy Graham or John Piper, all these like big, like, what? No, I'm saying we have these people that speak on theology.
Lydia said, I don't think
Lydia,
John Piper's
out,
dead.
Out of the room. Wow. Fact checking is supposed to come next week, in real
She's
time.
She's live checking us.
She's been quiet this whole time. She goes, John Piper's alive. Wow.
She should work election campaigns.
Yeah, because Billy Graham's dead. Oh, that's what I see. I see where you did.
That's
all
right. That's all right.
Yeah. I see where that could have. But I go, what I'm saying is there's all these theologians of our faith mm-hmm. that have researched eschatology. That's the end times. Or what's the after death? They've researched. But everybody goes, I don't want to hear these guys. You know what? I want to hear what Connor has to say. That's mm-hmm. like your, I want to hear what Ja Rule has to say.
What does Ja Rule have to say?
I
want to
hear
what
Maren
like
Morris
this.
Has to say about gender reassignment. It's two L's being served.
Yep.
And I never want to get into a, I never want to get into a fight where any two L's are being served on Twitter at all times.
Yes.
All times.
Dude, I don't go on Twitter for two that L's. Reason. It gets pissed off.
We go for, yeah. Well, this is what this is.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah,
I
Yeah, let's
first,
circle back to it.
All right. Well, dude, you just set it up then.
So
what exactly is happening?
Back in 2019, Disney announced that they were going to cast a woman named Halle Bailey, which, first of all, my biggest issue with this is that her name is too close to Halle Berry.
Yeah, disrespectful.
That's my biggest annoyance.
There's like a comedian that's like, I'm not comparing myself to Halle Berry. She's way more popular and successful. But it was like, this is a guy named like John Christ, and he's a comedian. I go, we got that lane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, I'm already here, man.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. What?
Okay. So she is a black woman, and they casted her in 2019 to play Ariel in The Little Mermaid.
Okay.
And a lot of people are pissed off about this.
Why today? Why this week? Because
the trailer came out.
Okay.
So the teaser came out, people saw it, and they started specifically, a lot of white people started filming their kids watching and live reacting to the trailer.
Negatively.
And a lot of them were very shocked and didn't look so happy that Ariel was black.
Okay. All right. The first time I saw the controversy, first time it came onto my feed is someone said, hey, there's a lot of negativity being shared around Black Little Mermaid. Here's some videos of black children watching it.
Yes.
So I didn't know. I figured.
Yeah, you caught the second phase.
I go, oh, I got. Right. Oh, so, and then I watch. I go, oh, I got it. Two L's being served here.
Yeah.
Oh, first of all, is no one going to discuss, hey, she has fins for feet. Like, what are we doing? What?
Yeah.
Is no one going to talk about how she gets oxygen under the water?
If we're really going by, like, if this is realistic, yeah. What are we doing?
Do those seashells cover her boobs? Is that the same?
Yeah.
That's the same thing. Yeah. Are we, like,
yeah, let me make sure I have the right video here. I think that's the black.
What is the motivation? I'm not on either side of this, by the way. I'm against. If you're a white mom,
yeah,
filming your kid being about a Black Little Mermaid and then posting it, what are you doing?
Those kids are going to grow up and see those videos. What and it's are like, hey, there's proof doing? Of me being racist as a child.
Or this is, I don't think the kid is being racist. This is different from the one they
saw. Sure,
They're not.
Sure, that's fair. I shouldn't put that on those kids. You're right.
Well, it's accidental. Mm-hmm. If it's something they've been
conditioned.
Yeah, they're not. They have no aggression.
Right.
They're just like that's. They go, huh? That's different.
How about the moms weaponizing their kids' reactions?
That's tough. That's. I would like. We got to get one of them in here next week and discuss it.
A Little Mermaid mom.
I
do want to say I do like the black kids getting excited about seeing a black. That's kind of
well. Mike
I think
Goodwin.
That's sick.
Mike Goodwin, who's a comic that opens for me, he goes. I go, is this all like we're in the height of like the Black Lives Matter movement? I was like, is this all like a lot? He goes, yeah, dude, I'm just trying to put my kids, like, I'm just trying to get my son to not play the Nintendo so much.
Yeah.
I don't know about these marches. And he's black. He goes, I don't know about these marches. And he did say, it is cool though when my daughter first found Band-Aids that were her skin color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I go, huh.
Would never think about that, right?
Would never think about that.
Yep.
Because this seems like a MAGA woke argument. I'm not. It's like if you're a black kid, the Band-Aid is other than you. It's mine. Mm-hmm. The Band-Aid is this.
Yeah. You know what else is? I was thinking about this a lot this week, and I was thinking about it because I, growing up as a white dude, had always seen people who looked like me, represented in TV and movie and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And it's the same. And I was thinking about so we take it for granted in that context.
Yeah.
The feeling you get when you see somebody who's like very established and they like, I saw somebody say, I think this way.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, I do too. That's good. Like maybe that's good. Cause I think that when and want to be like them.
Yeah.
That's the feeling. Like that's
It's not anything. Right. It's just like, it's just like when I saw John Stockton succeeding in the NBA.
There you go.
I was like, that's not really. No,
even no, it kind of is. It's the same feeling of like, I could do that then.
But that's not anti the other race.
Correct.
That is what racism is.
Mm-hmm.
Is saying mine is superior to yours. But when you see someone similar to you, it's the same in When Nate Bargatze goes on the Tonight Show, because you go, oh, that's a comic from Nashville
mm-hmm.
that got up there.
Yep.
It's you're like, that's one of us that is doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Thrilled.
Yeah.
We all go, we did it in Denver. I came up in Denver once. Adam Katenholland is a comedian in Denver. He was like the biggest comic in Denver. And he got on the Tonight Show. We all, and that was be very, it would be uncommon. We all went to a bar, rented the place out, and watched him at 12:25 go on the Tonight Show.
That's, so
that's
cool.
One of our,
yeah, one of us.
We could do it.
Yeah.
And that's what Mike was saying. He said he saw there was a black girl in one of the superhero movies, and his daughter was inspired by that.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Who's against that?
Well, apparently all these white ladies filming their kids.
That's tough. But what do you, I don't know what the angle is really, but there's a million things besides skin color that if we're breaking down the facts mm-hmm. of mermaid movie.
Yes, dude.
But if they
like crabs aren't all Jamaican. How's
yes.
that? Like that's
yeah.
that's a good one. They don't all have Jamaican accents.
Yeah. What are
the crab in the
Oh yeah, yeah,
in the
yeah,
movie.
Yeah.
They're not,
yeah.
He's got a Jamaican voice.
Or like Ursula. Is Ursula that same movie?
Yeah.
I get my Disney movies confused.
We should have watched it in preparation for this podcast.
I used to get the Bible stories and the fairy tales confused. I thought Jonah lit a fire in the whale.
There were definitely cartoons that showed him with a
Who's
fire.
Who
in the
lit
whale,
the
though.
Fire?
In the whale?
Didn't Pinocchio have a fire and a fish? You would say something, Keeley.
There were
say.
Definitely, if you, yeah, Keeley, if you know, please speak up.
Pinocchio, somebody fact check this. Pinocchio lit a fire. Was he in a fish?
Why would Pinocchio be in a fish?
I thought Rapunzel
let down her hair.
Let down the spies.
The spies?
That's the Bible story. You guys, oh, thank you. See, Lydia doesn't know this one. Lydia's weirdly in the silence. She was piping up about the Bible verse earlier. No, when the wise men followed the breadcrumbs to the... that's a joke. Okay. Laughing my jokes. They followed the breadcrumbs to the Bethlehem. That's who did that? Who followed the breadcrumbs?
Hansel and Gretel.
Hansel and Gretel. Yeah, Hansel and Gretel. Yeah. Rahab was a Bible character who hid the spies
right.
in her...
She had the cord in the window?
Yeah, but yeah. the Rapunzel let him down by her hair.
Mm-hmm.
Did they climb down her hair?
The prince came to rescue her from the tower. So what? I don't think it was a...
Lydia?
Yeah.
What happened in the story of Rapunzel?
Yeah, she let down her hair so the prince can come up and rescue her.
He climbs up.
Right.
I thought he was in her room.
He called out to her, Rapunzel, let down your hair.
Okay.
She throws it out the window of the tower.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That makes sense. Yeah. Okay. I remember that part. Yeah. Those are timeless, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Everyone, the kids now still reading the same ones. Yeah. Elijah, he got taken up to heaven on the, climbed up the, let's go.
climbed up the beanstalk.
Lydia, he come to the podcast anytime. Yeah. It's so an L that we're basically.
The net positive there is.
The net positive in me calling the older woman old is that now we got a photo together. Now she's a fan for life.
Perfect.
It was that we reconciled.
I'm really happy for you.
It was an opportunity. The net positive here
is the black kids seeing themselves represented. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Well, and I guess that wouldn't have had. This is us crossing the political lines
mm-hmm.
and
reaching
it
across
out.
The aisle.
That's what we're doing. Yeah, across the aisle. Yeah.
Oh, and the white kids may be learning a nice, valuable lesson here about race.
No, but the white the parents are using the kids.
I know.
The kids are at school.
Yeah.
Hanging out with each other yeah. and learning about things that they don't need to be learning about.
Yeah.
But yeah,
history that was
the
really,
moms yeah. are on Twitter.
Yep.
I don't know. I would like an email. Someone verbalize why a white mom would film, like, if your kid was watching The Little Mermaid. The Little Mermaid, by the way, is a cartoon.
Yeah.
So, you know how they do skin color in cartoons? They just go dark, lighter, 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 darker, dark. They don't, it's not, it's not anything. And if your kid goes, oh, don't put that on the internet, dude. The net positive is somebody thought, I've been burned by the internet before.
Yeah.
They thought they were doing a thing and then it turned out against them and they go, I'm probably not going to do that anymore. That's the net positive.
Oh,
and I did watch the ones with all the black kids. They go, they were excited.
So excited.
That's a net positive.
Yes.
And that probably wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for
Karen.
Somebody spouting off. Yeah, yeah. All right. I think we solved that.
Moving on.
This is perhaps more important. We need both of y'all. We need the women to weigh in on this. All right. I don't know how's the easiest way to say this. Lydia, what is your Instagram profile photo? What is it of?
Me going to watch Stephanie in a pageant.
And what, from what year?
In the fall.
Mm-hmm. All right, Keely, what's yours?
Me and my friend.
And what, from when is it?
Like a couple months ago.
Okay.
Her and her friend from a couple months ago.
That lines up. All right. How long after your wedding are you allowed to have the profile photo of you in a wedding dress? And I'm just, because somebody, this is a conversation I had with a friend of mine over the weekend about, I would say.
I think I have it.
Okay.
I think I have this solved.
You do?
Yep.
All right. Did you ever have a profile? You probably, guys don't really do that. Of you at your wedding?
Yeah, for sure.
You did?
Definitely. Yeah.
Your profile photo?
I think my banner on my Facebook.
Was
that.
Was like the ceremony.
Yeah, it was me and her first dance, I think, is what
it was. All right. I'm on board that. Yeah. Right, for how long?
Well, this sucks because now that I think about it.
Still there?
It might still be there because I don't use Facebook anymore.
Yeah, Facebook. Yeah, that's like you go back in someone's feed, like, oh, they stopped using it here.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, okay, yeah. Last posted 2017. Yeah.
I'm just thinking, like, you know how, like, if you, in your camera roll, you go back to post something and it's chronologically ordered?
Yeah.
Like, I edit a video, but the original video is from, like, 2009. It'll put it all the way. I got to go all the way up to get it.
Right.
Like, when you go upload a photo, it should put them in chronological order, and it only goes back a year.
Mm-hmm.
That should how you be able to choose the photo.
Yeah.
That
was going to be my, like, you know how after somebody's wedding, you have the unwritten rule is you have a year to buy them a gift.
Okay, really?
Yeah. You haven't heard that?
I never heard that.
And no one in here has heard that? Okay. Mm-mm. Keely's heard that. Yeah, so you have a year to buy them a gift.
Okay, all right. All right.
So yep. I think the same thing should apply to profile pictures. Okay. You may keep it for a year.
A year.
And then after that, you got to swap.
Just like you have a countdown clock to your wedding, you also should have a countdown clock to the year after.
Yeah, which I think should be the rule for all profile pics anyways.
Yeah, the year after the wedding, you eat the cake. Isn't that what you do? Because it's in the fridge.
Yep.
And then
change your profile.
Change your profile photo. Yeah, back to work.
New traditions. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I like that.
Well, because you can be... it's like, I have a friend that's like, there was like not state of Georgia, maybe the University of Georgia.
Those are different.
I don't know. She was like Miss Georgia, like 2014.
Okay.
And that was on her profile in like 2018.
Hmm.
And I don't know when that expires because I said if you are the former president, you're the former president forever.
Right.
Barack Obama can be former president for forever.
Right.
You can be if you're Ken Griffey Jr., you can be batting on your Instagram profile forever.
Yeah.
What is it? Look up Ken Griffey Jr. Lydia, Ken Griffey Jr. is a baseball player. Back in in the 90s?
Yeah.
Go to Ken Griffey Jr.'s Instagram.
It is. It's him in America's jersey.
There it is. Oh, dude. But that's legal. That's him. That's
he gets a pass.
I think that's his rookie card because that was a big, that's like the highest.
That is. Yeah.
He was like the first guy to wear like a backwards hat.
Oh, yeah.
Ken Griffey Jr. That's hilarious. Ken Griffey Jr., 677,000 followers. His profile photo is his rookie card. I think it's his rookie.
What a boss.
That proves my point perfectly.
Yep.
So you go, Lydia, what's your highest accolade, if you say, in life? Did you ever win a pageant?
Yeah.
What was it? What's the title of it?
Miss Arkansas Junior
Teen. Miss Arkansas Junior Teen. All right. You have an Instagram back then?
Yeah, unfortunately.
All right. Miss Arkansas, that's one of the states. Junior, was that the minor leagues? Not in terms of less pretty. Sorry.
Younger.
In terms of like
I think age like 12 to 14.
Okay. You had an Instagram back then?
Un-
I got to go back and see this. Yeah. All right. So you Miss Arkansas, Junior Miss Arkansas. What is it? What's the whole title?
Yeah. National American Miss Arkansas.
Oh, now it's national. That wasn't in there. That wasn't in the original.
Right. Snuck that one in.
Junior it's Miss Arkansas. Different. All right, Alex, how long is that? That was your profile photo with the crown.
Probably.
It had to have been. You should.
It better have been.
Well, I was also 12 or 14.
Well, you should have had it. You weren't thinking about branding back then? You should have. Okay.
It was in a local newspaper.
Yeah, okay. All right. So you should have put take a photo of the newspaper. Yes. Crown, Lydia Fielder, crown. That's what you should have done.
Yep.
Okay. So how long do you think that was in there? Somebody putting the crown on you?
It's on my Instagram forever.
Oh, yeah, but not on your, what's your profile? If that's still your profile feed, you're like,
she's 12.
You're like, we get it. She peaked at 12.
I did one when I was in college and it was just that year.
All right, perfect.
Nice.
Yeah.
I made a separate Instagram for it and I handed it over to the next girl.
Oh, okay. Yes, you got to take that. Right, yeah, fair.
So it was never on my personal.
I would say
Sisterhood of the Traveling Profile Pics.
Yeah.
Well done. Thank you.
If you go Miss Universe, which is the Trump one? Miss America?
No, it's Miss USA.
Miss USA. You can go Miss USA. If you're 20, it's 2022, you can go Miss USA 2021 and 2020.
Yeah, I think bio and profile pic are way different.
Oh yeah, because you need to get brand deals.
You keep the title.
Yeah, you keep.
You always keep the title.
You keep the crown. Dude. Yeah, do what you want. Yeah. With
But yeah, as far as the profile pic, I think you got a year. I think everybody needs to refresh their profile pic after a year because you don't look like that.
Yeah,
anymore.
You don't look. What about Miss Davidson County?
That's a thing. What about
runner up Pulaski State Fair, 2004?
A year.
A
year. You got a year.
You don't even get to change your profile.
Listen, let's think about this caveat, and this is very important. If you have it Miss Pulaski County 2002, you have it now, it's a joke. And that's funny.
Okay.
If a girl has.
Now we got to know her, though.
Well, if she's like. That only girls that are like. This is weird that Lydia's in here for this, but like a girl that would be like a 10
mm-hmm.
would do that. It's like, I'm a tomboy, you know, because girls are right. Like, all I did was like play in like the dirt. It's like so odd that like people think I'm attractive. Like women love to do that. It's like, I can't believe like guys like find me attractive because all I did was like play my overalls in like the dirt when I was growing up and like almost like, oh my God, I never wore makeup. And now everybody's like obsessed with me. Women do be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
If you were like, what are you looking like that for? She's like, I'm not a part
of this. It's her first podcast.
She was like, no, I'm not a part of this. But that would be like, Miss, if you like a former, they put that on their profile sarcastically.
Yeah.
Now, but that's a true thing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
The sorority, profile pic is different than the bio.
Sorority
sure.
Chair 2004.
No.
Dude, no.
No. Yeah. You literally graduated from that. No.
We'll take some user submissions for this week.
Yeah.
If you email us your profile, we'll decide if that's allowed or not.
Deal.
That's a good. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Cause we are the decision makers.
Yeah.
hilarious. We should discuss, RIP Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah, man.
You know what? I don't really have any jokes. I'm not really much of a joke on that type of thing type guy, but I only had one thing I thought was wild. When did it happen? When was it announced? During the day? I think we were on the phone.
I think it was during the day.
It was in the morning.
Okay.
Thursday.
In the morning.
Yes, Thursday morning.
When was it actually announced?
There you go. Official announcement. Well, this is British time, so I don't even.
BST.
I think there's 6 or 7 hours ahead of us. So that would be around midday.
Okay. The next day, what day was it?
September the 8th.
What day was that? And what day of the week was that? Thursday. Okay. The next day, I saw Pete Lee, who is a comedian. I wouldn't say, I worked with him once. I was going to say buddy of mine, but that seemed like an exaggeration. A comedian that I like, who we work in this. The next day, I saw a bit about it.
Okay.
The next day.
Yep.
And that is never, you never, and he's like, he goes, Queen Elizabeth died. Yeah. fentanyl, which I just thought was, that's, I don't know what the joke was, but yeah.
That stuff doesn't discriminate, man. It's getting everybody out here. Dang, another one?
That's funny. If I died, I would think that I would find that funny. I would find that joke. I always try to think of the person that's the victim of this joke.
Yeah.
Do they have bipolar?
Yeah. That.
Anyway, the point is, like, there's never been a time in human history where that happens. Where you, so I asked what day of the week it was because we comedians tour on the weekends. Mm-hmm. Pete Lee is a touring comedian. That means you work Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
So Thursday night, he had a joke. And also the video guys were there.
Yeah.
After the show, he cut it, captioned it, and put it up the next day.
That's quick.
That is fast. And that's how, like, that's how comedy is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the jokes that I ever put on the internet are like, I got jokes that are going to go in my special. So they're like evergreen.
Yep.
You get it.
Nice.
If I have the jokes in my special, but the ones that are like, I made a joke about now these kids are in their 20s and can't pay off their student loans. And it went crazy. Like, that's going to work this week.
Yeah.
It's not going to work next week.
Right.
So you can put that on the internet.
Yep.
But Nate Bargatze, we were traveling home last night, and he said the first comedy special ever. What year do you think it was?
Ooh.
The first comedy.
So it was probably on cable.
Yeah. I know the answer to this. I'm looking at it.
I would guess late 70s.
Lydia? All right. So, like, music has been around for the dawn of time.
Right.
And then recorded music like
like with production and everything. Like,
or like that you could share an album.
Yep.
What didn't come around till 50s?
I mean,
the
were
50s.
We could hear, like, well, no, we couldn't.
We always had music. We always had humor.
Right.
But
right.
To be like a, yeah. Like a, George Carlin, the first George Carlin stand-up special was in 1977.
Nice.
The first one ever.
That's crazy.
Like, before, in all of time,
mm-hmm.
a stand-up special didn't even exist. And then it's become to what it is now.
Right, where you can literally just open your phone and put out comedy right now.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Right now,
and
live.
You don't need anybody.
Yeah.
And you could put a Pete Lee joke the next day.
Yeah.
Which is a wild, like, some of these topics that we discuss on the podcast, you're like, well, it's going to be gone next week.
Mm-hmm.
It's that versus like a George Carlin stand-up special. Cause we were talking about comedians that tour, and why would you need to ever write a new joke? If you got an hour of material, you can just go city to city in America, and it wasn't topical or timely.
It was the first time they heard it.
And then you're not going to come back to that city for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no, like, word of mouth. There's no sharing. So you go, oh, I think I remember that guy. I guess we should go back. And you're not going to remember the jokes.
Right.
I got to write, like, I'm in, like, Virginia Beach, and then I'm going to, like Newport News, like, 4 months later. I was like, yeah, those people are going to come to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
The same people.
Yeah.
So I got to, that's like one of my biggest stresses. If someone ever said, hey, we already heard this joke before,
mm-hmm.
it'd be my nightmare.
Yeah.
So I go, well, if you go to, I did 5 shows in Greensboro. If you come Saturday night and then come back Sunday, it's going to be similar.
Right.
You're like, oh, I thought you just made all that stuff up. I go, well, I mean, kind of.
Yeah.
I'm working on stuff, but that's just so.
You get a little crowd work involved. Like, sure, you'll get that. But
a little.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's good. It's good. I think that's good.
Yeah.
That it makes, it just makes the,
it puts it, pressure on.
And it makes, the, it doesn't put, I think if you.
No, in
it,
a good
it,
way.
It makes, like, it better.
Yeah. Pushes better you to do more.
Yeah. Should we talk about the, should we talk about the.
We have so much stuff we can dive into. Where do you want to go?
Well, how much time do we got? I don't want to make it over.
We're
time.
Good.
We're okay, we'll do one more topic and then we'll get to the fact checks.
Cool.
Okay. I was at, we went to a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
For lunch on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. This is in Greensboro?
Yeah.
Yep.
Also, what are you looking for if you're looking for, we went to church, me and Caleb Elliott, and then we were driving on the street looking for a restaurant. That's never good.
Yeah.
You, if you live in your city, you know where you're going to go.
That's very primitive.
That's a very, you're just, I mean, we were just looking at the building.
Right.
We're trying to decide. That's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We're trying to figure out if this place is going to be, and we went to like a, it was like some like chain. It was like a Chili's-ish, but it wasn't a Chili's. And we pulled in and go, but we didn't look at the menu. We didn't look at the kitchen. We didn't look at anything. We go, I don't think so.
Yeah.
And so then we're like, oh, let's get Mexicans. We're just literally driving down the main street in Greensboro looking for a Mexican restaurant. And that is the one where, like, if it's a little more like, I'm trying to say this the right way. If it's like Mexican.
You want the hole in the wall spot.
Yes.
Yes.
But you don't want like the corn tortilla hole in, like Mexican. You want American Mexican.
See, I disagree. I want Mexican Mexican.
No, but you know, if you go to Mexico,
yeah,
and you get Mexican, you do not want that.
What do you mean?
You don't. You want Tex-Mex. You yeah, you don't want,
you want the rice and chicken and the queso.
What's like a like
but
the
not the cuisine of
but we don't want sauce. Yeah, we don't want on the border. What's like a Mexican chain sit down restaurant on
Chipotle.
Chewy. All right, we don't want that. Is that only in Nashville? Is Chewy's everywhere? Chewy's everywhere? Okay. Well, if it's made it to Bentonville, Arkansas, it's going to be everywhere.
Anyways, right, so where are we going
that,
here?
I don't want that.
Right. Okay.
But then you go, it's not in English, if they don't speak English, you don't want that far.
Okay.
The whole menu is like the, like this, there's like a, am I allowed to be in here? Is this my night?
Got it.
That's a, yeah. It comes full circle.
Got it.
If you go in there and they're like, oh, we're, like there's like, we went to this, we went the Mexican restaurant we went into, the NFL was not on.
Yeah.
Soccer was on.
For sure.
And there's not, NASCAR wasn't on, Formula One was on.
Yep.
That's a Mexican restaurant.
Right.
That's a for Mexican people Mexican restaurant.
Okay.
And everybody in there was Mexican. There's no white people in there.
So this is where you ended up. This is mm-hmm. the spot. Okay.
And we were just driving. And I go, that looks like a, we went in there.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, we asked the guy, oh, it was, we were joking about this. Me and Kayla were joking about this because you have a Mexican, like they know, they don't speak English. The waiters don't speak English.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they speak English in relation to.
They can take your order.
Yeah, yeah, they speak English in relation to this.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if like, it's like if you're working some kind of business, like my uncle employs like these Latino guys that work for him. Like they speak English in terms of the job
because mm-hmm.
they go to they're doing, but they don't. If you ask them about other, they don't. So I go, it was
like they've only learned that
yeah.
those vocabulary chapters.
It was like, I don't know what the name of it, but it goes, it's something number two. It was like Don Pablo's number two.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, I was just being dumb. I always did say, I go, where's Don Pablo's number one? Like, yeah, but I go, this is number two.
Yeah.
We sat down, I go, Don, that's like, you know, like.
So dumb.
You're really dumb.
That's so dumb.
That's, well, you know, like, you know what Tourette's is?
Yes.
Like Tourette's, this is going to come back around. Tourette's. Full form Tourette's is like, my buddy Ryan has Tourette's. We should get him on the podcast. He lives there. He's awesome.
Nice.
Full form Tourette's is like, if you can't go on a cruise ship because you'll jump because
mm-hmm.
you have these instincts.
Oh, intrusive thoughts.
Yeah. And you'll just do like, he kissed my dad one time.
Nice.
Which is funny, but we have those thoughts mm-hmm. and then we have socially filter. Don't like, he complimented my sister's like very inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Like he just saw what she was wearing and made it like, we do that. And then we go, don't.
Yeah.
Full form Tourette's he goes, I can't go up to like a ledge or like a because I'll jump. We go, I wonder what would happen.
Imagine if I did.
This is nine stories up on the cruise ship. Would I survive? Would it hurt? Would I go into the propeller? You would think all these things, but you're like, I'm obviously not going to do it.
Right.
I think I might have like 1%.
Mm. You think you're on the Tourette spectrum?
Am I? Because you know, you've been with me. I say stuff that I go, you shouldn't have said that. But it just, I go, Don Pablo's number two. I go, where's Don Pablo's one?
I can relate to this. And I think it's a comfortability.
Maybe
thing.
Half of 1%.
I think it's just, I think you're so comfortable in making jokes
yeah.
that you just are like, whatever, I'm going to just let them fly because most of them hit.
I just fire off.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, but a lot, I say gets me into trouble some.
Yeah.
Because, but no, mostly it works.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's worked enough. I don't, maybe I don't have it.
I'm glad we figured this out.
Okay, full circle. I don't know if I have. I don't think I have it.
I know what you mean, though. I know what you mean. I think it's just you're very comfortable making jokes. And so you're like, yeah, let's go for it.
Why not? I don't have any of those, like he, one time he bit my bicep.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy Ryan, he goes.
Yeah.
But I know this girl I follow on TikTok that she's like full Tourette's. You know that girl? Yeah, she's like, but it's like hilarious. And she's like, I can't do it. Obviously, that's very, I should be canceled for that. But she like, don't do some Tourette's person's tics. Yeah. Don't put this on the highlights of the highlights of the week. Don't put that on.
Yeah. We won't clip this. This won't get clipped.
But it's like hers is like.
This is just the trailer. Is just you doing Tourette's tics.
We'll get Ryan in here next week. I'll call him.
But we're going to need you to clean this up. So, yeah.
Yeah. How does it, what, like, so he has these instincts.
Yeah.
And he just does them.
Mm-hmm.
But we have like this block. So anyway, I go, where's Don Pablo one?
Right.
And he goes, what do you have to order? I go, have a sweet tea with a lemon. I'll have the chicken tacos, but with no onion. Gotta. Where's Don Pablo's number one? Or this is the first. And he goes, like, but he knew.
Yeah.
But I asked the other girl that was the hostess because we kind of got into it and she came over and she was like, oh, this is actually, there's four of them. The first one is on the other side of town. She spoke better English, but he knew what I was saying.
Which he called for backup?
I think he was kind of like,
they asked me something that I don't know.
Yeah. But he knew English in terms of the menu.
Right.
Which is what I'm saying. This is like a Mexican restaurant.
This sounds like a good spot.
It was 100% fire.
Yeah.
It was 100% fire. But I, you know this about me. I probably eat out. I'm on the road always and always in new restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And always sometimes I go, hey, like, I wish I had a menu in here. Like, hey, thanks for this. Like, do you have like chicken back there? And they go, yeah. I go, do you have like some broccoli? I go, yeah. I go, can you get me like a piece of grilled chicken with some broccoli? Or can you get me a piece of ground beef with like, because I don't know what these words are. I don't know this.
Yeah, sure.
So I know what you got back there. Can you bring me this? You know, they make it in like another language or like a something that makes you feel bad about yourself. That's what they're doing on those menus, that they try to be richer than they are. Like, what is all this? Just, yes. What's back? Show me the photos. I'm mm-hmm. like a kid.
Yeah, where are the like, pictures?
Yo, I need the photos. Yeah, I need the photos. But like, I go, this menu was the size of the Old Testament. It's so big.
Mm-hmm.
And I know every Mexican restaurant got six things back there.
Mm-hmm.
They got chicken, beef, tortillas, lettuce, tomato, sauce.
Avocado.
Maybe.
Tomato.
And they have, that's all they have back there. And they have 175 menu items. They should just say, here's the things we have. Mm-hmm. What organization of these do you want?
The bigger, it seems like the bigger the restaurant, the less things they have on the menu too.
Yes. Yeah. They go, hey, we can't.
We have two things. Which one do you want?
And what does everybody get?
Yeah. And yeah, it's $85 a plate.
There was a lunch menu. There was like a dinner menu. There was like what are the meals of Mexican restaurants? You got tacos,
mm-hmm.
burritos,
mm-hmm. quesadillas, mm-hmm.
same family, enchiladas.
Mm-hmm.
What are the things that come out sizzling on the plate? Fajitas. Mm-hmm. These are all the same thing.
Different forms. Yeah.
What's the like? What is a burrito? Is what has beans in it?
Yeah. I mean,
what is the difference between a taco?
You're severely downplaying burritos there, but yeah, I guess.
What's the difference between a taco and a burrito? It's instead of open, it's wrapped.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between a burrito and enchilada? It's got the stuff on top?
Sure.
Why are you guys looking at me like this is not a great point?
Because I don't know what you're trying to get to.
I go, just say, this. I'm going to look through this menu for a year and a half to figure out what.
Just
I go,
too many options. Yeah.
Do you have, I want a hard shell taco with beef, cheese, lettuce, and tomato.
Yeah, great.
He goes, sounds good. I go, I don't know where that is in here.
Yeah.
But it's in here.
Yes.
Because I know what you have back there. Because yeah. I've been in a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
And it was fire. But yeah. it was, why would you have so many things?
I don't know, dude.
There's so many things in a it's like that and the Cheesecake Factory.
That's what I was just going to say.
They have different things.
But they, yeah, it's variety. Right.
The Mexican restaurant, to the menu item per item in the kitchen ratio is...
Like, all right, we have six things. How many different things can we make from that? How do
You should just have, here are the six, like, you know, they have, like, you fill out the check, you get the menu and you check the,
yeah.
I want taco.
Kind of like a sushi thing.
That'd be easier.
Yeah.
I know that there's only six things back there because our meal came out in 12 seconds.
Yeah.
12, there go. I go, they go, well, we got it. All right, here it is.
Yeah.
They're not looking for things to sizzle. Or I don't know what sizzle, but yeah. They got chicken, ground beef, and steak.
Mm-hmm.
That's the meat. So that's what you should say. What do you want? Mm-hmm. Chicken, ground beef, or steak? What wrapping?
Right.
Do you want a burrito, tortilla?
Hard taco. Hard soft taco.
And then what toppings?
Mm-hmm.
We're all set.
You got it. Coming right up. Right.
Okay. That's a great point. Actually.
And so Chipotle was born.
Like, John, just say Chipotle is what you...
Yeah.
They go down the road and they say chicken, beef, steak.
Yeah.
That's how it...
Do you know your order by heart?
Chipotle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I go bowl, though.
Nice.
We used to have them in rehab. The best thing to do was go to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
That was the... You could go to lunch. That was the best. All we cared about was...
Because you could go.
Because we could go.
Because of the going part.
You can go anywhere. We go to this Chipotle.
Yeah.
And it was unbelievable. And then I get this burrito bowl with the, you know, you can get the tortilla on the side.
Mm.
You get the bowl with the tortilla on
that
the side.
Move.
Yeah. What is your move?
I'm usually a bowl.
Have we ever been there, Lydia? The Chipotle? Oh, you forgot about our Chipotle trip. Okay. I'm going to hear about this later. When? Yeah. Oh, you said we never went. Oh, yeah.
Bentonville,
Arkansas. All right, dude, let's wrap it up. We got any fact checks for the week?
Yes, we do.
This is how the podcast works, by the way, if you're new. There's a lot of people that are onboarding. They're coming on every week. They go,
what's happening?
They said, where should I jump into the podcast? I go, this week.
Right now.
Yeah. We'll explain things that if there's a lot of inside jokes, you can come back and get them. Yeah.
Well, and also, and like, they'll just keep going. So like, just stick with us and you'll catch on to the joke. Out. Like, it's not that complicated.
Everybody wants to know my relationship to you. This is Alex Legos, by
we
the
used
way,
to date,
producer.
So.
You're on the ones and twos.
Yep.
What'd you say?
I said we used to date.
Oh yeah, we used to date. Well, so we moved past it. And we talk about, we spout off the dome all episode, and then people email netpositive@johnchriscomedy.com, by the way, the things that we screwed up.
And it's starting to fill up too. People are starting to get
into
it.
This is how the podcast becomes a positive.
Yep.
Because we will be the first people to say that we screwed up.
Oh yeah.
We will.
Yeah. And we have.
And we'll
do it again.
Somebody said, what'd they say about Derek's Boston thing?
Yeah, he had a couple of facts that needed to be checked.
Okay.
The first one being, the Ubers can't go to airports because there's like taxi unions up in New England. I know New York is a problem with that. Jersey's a problem with that. Boston is a problem with that as well. That's why Ubers can't go to the airports.
Okay, I said, why don't you can't just come to baggage claim?
Right.
That doesn't answer my point. That's why they can't.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah, I guess my point's still valid, but I didn't know why they don't just come there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really inconvenient reason.
But it's the same amount of people. It's because of money.
Yeah, units. Yeah, the taxis were there first. They want to make sure that people aren't coming in and trying to take riders from them, I guess.
They're trying to get the bag.
Get with the times, I would say, but like, yeah.
The bag.
Yeah.
I respect that. I don't agree with it, but that makes sense.
Yep. Also, Derek said there are buildings that are 2,000 years old in Boston, and there are definitely not. So
he's probably joking about that.
Yeah, yeah.
When is Boston founded?
Plymouth Rock was what, 16 something when they pulled up?
Skirt. Pull up. Let's look. Well, it's somebody fact check that for the week after. Boston was the first one, right?
Yeah. Plymouth Rock, Plymouth, Massachusetts.
No, that's not in Boston. Oh, yeah, it's in Boston?
Right outside there, yeah.
Plymouth, they didn't call it Boston then.
Once they got there and named it. When was
1630
Boston founded? There you go.
Capital and most popular city of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts is the United States. September 30th, 1630. So how many years is that? 400.
Mm-hmm.
We'll pass that along to Derek. Derek will be on the podcast next week. I think we're going to, where are we going? Madison, Wisconsin.
Something like that. Appleton.
All right, got that one. Anything else?
Yeah, one more thing. Mini library update.
Oh, no. Before all we right, go. Let's just say for all the new, this has been since week one of this.
Yeah, this was early. This is
I just
going
went. I just lost my mind on mini libraries because I go, why are we doing these? Just to go to the library.
Yes.
It's a virtue signaling thing you want to do in your front yard to make yourself feel better as a person.
And so what we have just learned is somebody wrote in and said, can you donate books to real libraries?
Oh, because people didn't want to get, they didn't want to get rid, it's a good way to get rid of books.
Correct.
Because you don't want to throw away a book.
Right, of course.
That's like,
that's one step away from burning them.
Yeah. You don't want to do that. Unless it's a Disney movie. Okay. Yeah, it's stupid. That's a callback. In comedy, what that is, a callback is an earlier reference joke and then you reference it again. That's why it's funny. Okay, stupid.
And so, yeah, you can donate books to your local
library. You can.
Yeah, you definitely can.
So you can, it's just like Goodwill.
Yeah, it's like they'll take whatever you want to drop off. If it's a larger delivery, then they want you to call ahead and schedule that. But
you can drop off a box of books to a library at any time.
Yep.
Take it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know it's, I thought about this.
And we checked that, by the way. The Nashville Public Library wants books if you want to drop them off.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I was in downtown Greensboro. I was doing some shopping. Greensboro, by the way, home of Wrangler jeans.
Ah.
I'm sure I bought this.
Ah.
And I got a pair of Wranglers.
The shirt always ties
Hold
in
on, can
somehow.
Can you see this if I stand up?
I can see it right now.
No, I got a pair of Wrangler jeans.
Oh, no, I can't see. If you stand up, yeah.
This is inappropriate.
Nice.
See that?
Yes.
This is my first pair.
Ow.
I wore a pair of cowboy boots. Did I talk about that last week? Or a pair of cowboy boots down to Broadway. I felt it.
Nice.
I felt different.
Yeah?
I felt different. I was a different person. More confident.
Wow.
I don't think I qualified, but I did wear them and I felt the difference.
The bar is low down there. I'm sure.
So I've got a pair of Wrangler jeans and I go, I don't know if I qualify.
You do.
I do.
Yeah, dude.
Cool. All good. Right. Anyway, so we're down. It's very like, you know, those areas of town that are very like, I don't know how to describe this. Very artistic, mm-hmm. very forward thinking. There's a lot of, there's like a pride. It's like very, you know, those areas of town.
Very progressive, very,
very
cultured.
East Nashville vibe. Every city has the kind of art district.
Yep.
A lot of, there was like a vintage NBA store, which is actually unbelievable. The Wrangler store was down there.
A record shop.
Yeah, that perfect. Yeah, you always describe it better than me. So I found a banned books library.
Nice.
And I thought what's funny about that is when this was started, let's say it started in the 90s.
Yeah.
The banned things were
Mein Kampf.
Oh, no, the things about like what that art scene is about. Now the banned books are like Mitch McConnell books. Or like Trump books.
Yes.
So
depends on who's doing the banning.
Yeah. Well, the ban, like it, back in the, when the banning was like somebody with a gay autobiography.
Mm-hmm.
When we were back in how the values were in the United States, that was banned.
Right.
So banned bookstore is like, now all that stuff is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And what's banned now.
Right.
Is the conservative things.
Yeah. It's totally flipped.
Yeah. It's like, the guy, like somebody that says like there's two genders, like that's banned.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand what you're trying to do with the banned bookstore, but if the banned books, like all the people that are being like deplatformed on like, it's like,
there's just like science textbooks from like the 90s in there. Yeah. Yeah. History books. Yeah. History. It's just all educational material.
Stuff that really happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, Lydia, coming out hard. The banned book is like in the it's like Mitch McConnell is, I think, on a conservative guy, right? I must have said that wrong.
I'm taking your word for it.
Me like,
I don't know who that is. About. I'm sorry. I wanted to ride with you.
He's
minority leader of the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, he's the guy that like that because all I know is when I drive through like the middle of nowhere to perform, it's like keep Mitch McConnell, and yeah, then they have like a MAGA like. Yeah. Like all the banned books would be that. Mm-hmm. And it's a funny in that neighborhood that you're like, oh, we're not about banned books.
Right.
We're about these type of banned books.
Yeah.
Cause now you can say, now all those books are welcome.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta switch up that. The banned books should now be out in the suburbs next to the Panera.
Right.
Like it shouldn't be in. Yeah.
So if you have any, you can donate them there instead of your Nashville Public Library.
Yeah. Mitch McConnell autobiography. I don't think that's even a thing. Oh, we're out of here. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Good night, Lucas. Have a good night's sleep, buddy.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. It was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.